first of all, I want to thank the Lord for everything he's done for me. He's done a lot for me lately, and he's really been helping me with a lot of things, and I'm really thankful for a good job and a good boss, and I'm going to start with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day today. Thank you for many blessings that you've given to us. Thank you for how you helped in the services this morning. Please help us tonight. You see how I'm really nervous. Just help me to get out what you would have me say and not say anything that you wouldn't have me. Please help everybody to be able to get just a little piece of something out of this, and thank you in Jesus' name. Alright, so I'm kind of starting not like talking about our relationship with God and what that's like. When I was younger, I kind of believed that a relationship with God was kind of like just doing what you're supposed to do and what you know is right because your parents told you to do it and that's why you're a Christian and whatever. And it's just a set of rules and you follow it and it makes you not a bad person, but it makes it really hard to feel it when you're just doing it because you're told to do it. So I never really felt like I was right because I was just doing something I was told to do. So there's kind of a difference between knowing something and believing something. I think we all know that. There's when you know something, you know it's right, but to believe it, you have to put your whole heart into it, and you really just give it your all. And I think I struggled with that for a long time, knowing that God is real and knowing he's there for me, and then believing it with my whole heart. And I really wanted to be a Christian and really wanted that relationship with God, but I think it was really hard to find that motivation and that push to really just move forward and to gain that extra step. And I had these good intentions, but they always kind of fell flat. Like I would want to move up here, and then when the time came, I wouldn't follow through, and it's really frustrating. And however, God started giving me these thoughts about looking at my relationship with him differently and what a relationship with him would look like. And I kind of started comparing what my relationship with other people looked like with what it would look like with him. And it started to really change my outlook. And so when you think of like a normal relationship or friendship, you don't really think about it in the way I just described. You don't think about it as something that's forced and you have to do it. Something you just have to do and you just follow the steps. And that's not really what a relationship, a friendship looks like. So if I were to treat every relationship in my life the way that I've treated my relationship with God when I was younger and in the past, it's not really like there'd be very many people that want to be my friend. I wouldn't have very many people left. So I started thinking about my relationships right now and what they look like. So think about your best friend, the person that you're the closest to right now, and did you meet them yesterday? Did you just start to become friends? No, you've probably known them for a really long time, probably years. When you think about some things that you have, these connections that you have with this person, what are some things that pop into your mind? They probably know a lot about you. They know a lot about your life. They honestly can probably just look at you and know what you're thinking in different situations. They know your interests. They know your disinterests. They know what you don't want to do, what you want to do. And they're probably someone that you rely on a lot. They probably are there for you and would drop what they're doing if they know that you needed you. So it's someone that you also share a lot of memories with. You're with them a lot. These are all things that you know. They are all these things to you. And if you guys are as close as you think, then you're all these things for them as well. But what if they weren't there for you? What if you put in all this effort into this friendship and they just acted like it was a struggle to be your friend? They act like they just had to force to cut this little piece of time out for you. It was just really inconvenient and they just did it because they had to. What if you took the time to text them and to call them about something really important and they just said, I'll read it later, just tell me later, I'm too busy right now. It's something that I just can't deal with right now. I'd rather do something else. How would you feel? You probably wouldn't feel too good. You'd probably feel really forgotten and really mistreated. But you know, sometimes we just treat Jesus like this. We put him on the back burner. We just, you know, we'll get to him later. It'll be fine. We can read the Bible tomorrow. We can read his text tomorrow. We can answer his call later. We don't have to do it right now. But he came to this world and he died on the cross for us. He is the ultimate friend. He did everything for us. He's put a lot of effort into this relationship because he knows what's best for us. He knows the future and he only wants the best for us. But we don't always treat him like that. So we pick our own selfish desires. We have our flesh, and we just do what our flesh wants because, you know, it's what feels good in the moment. We don't really think about the future. We don't really take the time to reciprocate that effort and to build that relationship with him. And then when we need something, we try to call him up and feel like, hey, I need something. But you've pushed him so far, you don't even know what his voice sounds like anymore, and he can't really talk to you. He is our friend, and this is a relationship that you have to put effort into. You can't just, it's not like a genie in a lamp. You can't just rub it and be like, oh, I want my wish. It's something you have to put continual effort into. When I was thinking about this thought, the verse that comes to my mind a lot is Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer to a brother. And I don't know about you, but I remember the second part a whole lot better than the first part. That God's supposed to be that friend that's closer than family, even. He'll always be there for you. And I think I forget a lot that you have to put that effort into. You have to be friendly. You have to be that friend back. You have to put that effort in. This walk with God is, it's a personal relationship. It's not a cookie cutter salvation. You can't just rely on someone else's salvation. You can't just follow someone else's path. You have to gain that relationship with him, and then God will be there for you. And no one can walk this walk for us, no matter how much they try. So it really made me think that I'm not sure I've ever looked at this relationship with God like this, in this aspect before. I've never really treated him like my best friend before, and I haven't really cared about his desires and his wants and his feelings as much as I know he cares about mine. So in order to build a friendship, you can't just jump into the middle of it. You have to start at the beginning. And no matter how much you just want to be God's best friend and be the best Christian possible, you have to work at it, and it's not really easy. And I know this too, like, I struggle with this a lot. And just like when you meet someone new or become friends with someone different, you don't know anything about them at first. You don't really know what they like. They aren't going to tell you their secrets. You're not going to tell them your secrets. That just isn't something you do. It takes time to build that trust and develop this relationship. You have to be there for this person so that they know that they can depend on you. You have to treat them like they're important. You have to give them their time. You have to cut out that time even when you don't feel like it, and you have to be there for them. And it takes time. You can't just wish it into existence. So that's the same thing with our relationship with God. We have to put in that work. Even on the days that it's hard and we don't feel like it, you have to pray. You have to talk to him. And you have to really feel it. You can't just... I know there are days when you go through the motions, but that can't be every day. You have to really try and really... When you're reading the Bible, you can't just read it. You have to think about it and really give it your all. You can't just read it like it's a book. Like, those are God's words to you. That's his text to you. Like, you can't just act like it's just something else you're reading. You also have to realize you're not going to get answers immediately. That doesn't happen in a friendship when you're starting it. You don't always get what you want immediately. It takes time. Well, you have to keep in mind that the end goal is to have this beautiful relationship. Just like the end goal of meeting someone new is to have a great friendship, someone that you can really trust. God's going to be the ultimate best friend. Like I said, he's going to always be there for you when you're sad, angry, happy, lonely, whatever you're going through. But you have to put the effort in now. You can't wait until those times come and then expect God to be there. God doesn't want to be your fair weather friend. You can't only want to be his friend when it's convenient. It's something you have to work on every day. So this isn't anything really that you haven't heard before. You know that reading and praying is important. You know that those are things that you just have to do as a Christian. But if you look at it a different way, maybe it'll help you to think about reading it like it's God's words to you. It's his text as a friend. It's his conversation to you. Once again, knowing something and believing in something is entirely different. You have to give it your all. Our walk with God isn't something that is just going to click into place and then, oh, it's a cakewalk. Like, it's going to be a battle every day, and if we don't fight, the devil is going to get a place in our life, and we let him. For me, it's just a perspective that I hadn't really thought about before, and it really I think about it a lot. It really speaks to me and gave me insight in how God must feel when we aren't always that friend that we're supposed to be, and then we just expect Him to answer this prayer or to just, you know, do what He's supposed to do, and when it doesn't happen, then we get upset and like, God, why don't you answer my prayer? And He wants to answer. He just, you haven't been able to, you don't know what His voice sounds like. God's there, and He's waiting for a friendship, a relationship with you, and He's already put in this, all this work. He's died on the cross. He's literally written a whole book for you with words for you, and He's just waiting for you to reciprocate and to talk back with Him. I don't know if that helped anybody, but it really spoke to me. It's just something that really makes me feel guilty that I haven't treated Him in the way that I would treat a friendship and really put that effort into.